With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A lawyer for Michael Cohen raised the possibility of a presidential pardon with lawyers for President Trump after Cohen's home and office were raided in April. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump says he plans to travel to Alabama on Friday, where rescue efforts continue after a powerful tornado ripped through the southeast part of the state on Sunday, killing at least 23 people. The National Weather Service says the tornado, which was the nation's deadliest since 2013, had an estimated wind speed of 170 miles an hour. Chinese hackers are targeting universities, including schools in the U.S., to obtain research on technology being developed for military use. iDefense, a part of Accenture Security, says the University of Hawaii and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are among those targeted as part of a cyber campaign dating back to at least April of 2017. The Chinese hacking group has also been linked to breaches of Navy contractors and subcontractors, which the Journal reported on late last year. U.S. Border Patrol arrested a record number of migrant families attempting to cross the southern border in the past 5 months. Between October and February, officials arrested 136,150 people traveling as families for crossing the border illegally. That's more than the previous 12-month record of 107,212 for the fiscal year that ended in September. The number has been rising since fiscal year 2015. Migrants, advocates, and law enforcement officials say families are trying to seek asylum in the U.S. to escape violence and poverty in Central American countries. General Electric CEO Larry Culp says the company will have negative cash flow this year as it works to turn around the business. Culp says it's a multi-year turnaround. The company is expected to give an updated financial outlook later this month. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is expected to leave a Tokyo jail this week after a district court granted him release on bail of nearly $9 billion. Ghosn is facing charges of hiding deferred compensation on Nissan's financial disclosures and funneling $14.7 million of Nissan's money to the business of a Saudi friend. In a statement through his spokesman, Ghosn vowed to vigorously defend himself against the charges. Still to come, we'll have more details on conversations between a lawyer for Michael Cohen and lawyers for President Trump after an April raid on Cohen's home and office. During explosive testimony before Congress last week, Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, said he had never asked for a presidential pardon from President Trump. But the Wall Street Journal reports that a lawyer for Cohen did raise that possibility with lawyers for the president after federal agents raided Cohen's home and office in April. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus. Rebecca, these discussions between lawyers for Cohen and lawyers for the president would have taken place before Cohen's August guilty plea to charges including campaign finance violations. What were you able to find out about talks between Cohen's lawyer and lawyers for the president, and how did they first come to light?
What we understand happened is that in the weeks after this raid last April, Stephen Ryan, Cohen's attorney at the time, raised with at least five lawyers for the president and for his company the possibility of a presidential pardon. And it seems that the president's lawyers were largely dismissive of the possibility of a pardon, but at least one of them, Rudy Giuliani, who joined the president's legal team about 10 days after this raid, left open the possibility that the president could grant Cohen a pardon in the future. And so we spoke to Giuliani. He declined to say whether he had specifically spoken to Cohen's lawyers, but he said that many lawyers have approached him about getting a presidential pardon for their clients. And he always gives the same answer, which is the president is not going to consider any pardons at this time, and nobody should think that he is. But whatever happens in the future, that's up to the president.
Now, fast forward to last week, Cohen again testified before Congress that he never asked for and that he wouldn't accept a pardon for his crimes from the president. Now, we don't know whether Cohen was aware of the conversations his lawyer was having with the president's lawyers, but either way, Rebecca, what are the implications here potentially for Cohen?
Well, I think the big question, as you say, is whether Cohen personally asked for a pardon at any point or whether he was aware of his lawyer's efforts. We have no indication that he did either of those things, but at the same time, you could see how if a lawyer was working on obtaining a pardon for his client, that is something he would mention. So I think it's a big question that needs to be answered, and I think it's something that we can expect Republicans on the House Oversight Committee to really drill into. After his testimony last week, we already saw Republicans on the committee accuse him of perjuring himself at other points of his testimony. So this is clearly something that Republicans are really on the lookout for.
What about potential implications for the president if the prospect of a presidential pardon for Cohen was actually on the table at some point?
Well, it depends on how you interpret what the president's lawyer said. If you interpret, depending on what exactly they told Cohen's lawyers, dangling a pardon for someone in exchange for urging them not to cooperate, which we don't have any indication happened here, but that can constitute witness tampering or obstruction of justice. And obstruction of justice is something that, for example, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking at the president and his associates for. So I think to the extent to which the lawyers left open this possibility of a pardon in the future could factor into some of these ongoing investigations.
We know that this week House Democrats have requested documents from dozens of individuals and organizations following Cohen's testimony last week. Rebecca, what can you tell us about the lines of inquiry they're currently looking into?
We saw that they are looking into pretty much every avenue of inquiry that has been explored by Mueller or New York federal prosecutors or any other investigators over the last 2 years. So this was a really broad set of inquiries, and it seems like they're trying to get all these documents back from the 80 plus people and agencies that they contacted, and then maybe decide from there which areas to drill down on specifically. So among the areas they're looking into are the president's inaugural committee, his transition officials, whether he obstructed justice by firing former FBI Director James Comey, this June 2016 Trump Tower meeting between his top campaign aides and a Russian lawyer who was linked to the Kremlin. And then we also saw the pardon issue on this list. They asked several people, including Jay Sekulow, one of the president's current lawyers, and Michael Cohen, for any documents related to the discussion of a possible pardon for Cohen, for Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign chairman who has been convicted on several charges and has pleaded guilty to others, and for Mike Flynn, who also pleaded guilty to charges and has been cooperating with Mueller.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.